This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media Group.
Oh. All right, if you missed hour one, the whole Charlize Theron debacle, you got to go back and check the podcast. But ladies and gentlemen, right there on your screen, Kelsey Harkness joining us this hour. I'm excited about this. She's got a couple of really, really good reports that she's put together for the Daily Signal. But she also contributes to the Federalist and some other things, and we're going to get back to visit with her. I think this is her third time on the show, but first time she's been live with us tonight. So I'm very excited about that. By the way, if you're just joining us, I want to say one more time, thank you to those of you that helped us in December liberate nearly double the amount of human slaves from northern Sudan that we had asked for. Our goal was 48. 99 were what you came through and it got accomplished. Next week, and Nick, you can put that on the screen. Next week, Pastor Heidi McGinnis is back with us from Christian Solidarity International. We have just learned, by the way, the ones we liberated were set free in the first portion of February. We've just learned that there's a potential another liberation project that could happen at the end of May. 82 people are on the list. We need to get their welcome kits ready to go. They're $250 to free and to permanently liberate a South Sudanese slave from a northern jihadist master, and we couldn't be more excited to help these women and children be reunited with family and just start their lives all over again. But Heidi will be with me next week, and she's got some really incredible stories. She's just come back from, I don't know, something like her 14th mission there in the last however many years. And she's just constantly on the go, but she's going to be with us. And I'm going to ask you to help us with these 82. This is a really complicated thing because it's a kind of an underground railroad by which we find the slaves. And by estimates, there are 20 to 30,000 still enslaved in northern Sudan. The Arab sympathizers that we utilize in the Underground Railroad, they go and find where the slaves are at. And then there's negotiations with the slave owners, the cattle vaccine in exchange for a life. And then when they are brought back to South Sudan, there's a whole bag of resources that are given them and stuff that doesn't fit in the bag, like a goat, tarps, tents, other things that they need, a year's worth of grain that they can consume, and then a year's worth of seed that they're able to plant for their future. And it's a lot of readjustment coming back into South Sudanese society. So there's a lot of time that they spend at their kind of relocation position right at the border, and then they, after they've been there for a couple of weeks, they help transition them back to the homes where they're from. And it's just an amazing thing. We have the chance to make a difference, but I'm hoping that you will pick up the phone and be one of them that does. 888-342-1010 is the phone number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. About 20 plus thousand slaves left, but there are 82 that we can set free by the end of May, and I'm asking you to help us with that. 888-342-1010. All right. Hour number two, we always shine the spotlight on those that are in media that happen to be female and that I think are the brilliant voices that need a little more amplification, and I'm glad to bring them to the microphone, or in this case, the camera and the microphone. And one of the favorites I've gotten to know just a touch over the last year is someone that I kind of met by accident because her cohort in crime at the Problematic Woman podcast, Bree Payton, longtime Fox contributor and kind of friend. We've talked a lot more on radio with the day-to-day news stories. Well, she was like, you gotta talk to Kelsey sometime. She's really incredible. And so, like a couple of visits back, she was with us for the very first time, and she's back with us for the third time tonight. And Kelsey, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me back, Kevin. Your intro really, honestly, brings tears to my eyes because there are so many women out there who really need our support, and it is just so encouraging that there are men out there like yourself and audiences like those that you gather that are willing to help them. So sincerely, thank you for everything that you're doing on behalf of those women in Sudan. They really need it, and you're really changing lives.
Well, I am thrilled to receive that thanks, and you're totally not necessary, but you're totally welcome. But I really think of it this way, Kelsey. There's so much that we complain about in the U.S., and this is not completely unrelated to even stories that you filed, because the Me Too movement is you know, it's got some basis and relevance to the discussion of human trafficking from the standpoint that people abuse those that they feel like they can take advantage of. But in places like Sudan, in places like Southeast Asia, in places where women are chained to brick walls and they're told that they're gonna be there for the rest of their life and they don't have any choice in the matter, this is something that goes so deep inside my soul. And it was something that I was already passionate about, but I have a 3-year-old daughter now, and I don't know, I'm just getting more, I guess, even more passionate about this stuff in my old age. And when I think about the world that she's going to inherit, I just don't want to have any trace of this kind of garbage left. So I'm going to try to do everything I can between now and then to expunge it from the face of the earth.
Exactly, and I think this is why so many conservative women struggle with the quote-unquote feminist movement that we have come to know in America today. And my opinion of that is that the feminist movement is very selfish. They're often thinking of themselves, and not of the women like you're talking about. There are real, actual human rights violations happening every day. Women are actually dying. They're being enslaved. They are being violently mutilated by men, by actual systems of oppression and dictatorships. And very rarely do we hear a lot of the feminist leaders in the United States standing up and making a voice for these women internationally who really do need our leadership as free women in the United States who do have the opportunity to speak up for them. So I think that's where a lot of the frustration, at least from my perspective, comes from when it pertains to the feminist movement, that there's so much more we can and should be doing when it comes to real women's rights. And you just never hear from that. Not only do they not step up in this space, they often ignore it because it's inconvenient to their agenda, because a lot of these violations, unfortunately, are happening in countries that are predominantly Muslim, and that's inconvenient. I wish it weren't the case. I know there are plenty of Muslim men and women in the United States who stand for freedom and stand for the values that we believe in as everyday Americans, but a lot of these other countries in Africa and the Middle East are really run by oppressive leaders who are using employing tactics like FGM that are really detrimental to women and young girls even. And I wish the feminist movement brought more attention to that.
No. You're speaking, I mean, I don't know, you made the hair on my arm stand up just then, Kelsey, because it's so true. For people that are listening, female genital mutilation is what FGM stands for, and it's what Kelsey was just referring to. And along those lines, Kelsey, I was speaking with Pastor Heidi off the air this week, and she said, Kev, I want to tell you about a young girl that we were able to help. She was taken into slavery. Her parents were killed in front of her on the journey north. Her brother was killed in front of her on the journey north. When she got to her jihadi master's residence, the first thing they did is they gave her the lid of a can, and they said, go into the water, and if you want to be a proper Islamic wife, you will mutilate yourself. And she was supposed to do it in the river with the lid of that metal can. And no medical treatment, no care, no antibiotics. Of course she got an infection. Of course she nearly died. By the time CSI was able to get her out a few years later, she had some really bad permanent health side effects from things that had just gone on. But she was so appreciative of the fact that somebody in the West had heard her cry and said, you know, help us get out of here. And these are all Christian families that live in the South. You were just referencing the Muslim factor. The Northern jihadists, they're the ones that are taking them. And if it weren't for the Muslim Arabs that are sympathetic to the Christians in the South that are helping us with the Underground Railroad, we wouldn't be able to get people like Abuk Tong Tong, which is her name. We wouldn't be able to get her out. But because we are, there's hope. And when we find a slave owner and we find one that's willing to enter into a reasonable discussion, and they need this cattle vaccine, it's just a really incredible thing. And what my listeners did in December just really, it made me tear up, and I was so excited. And I didn't even plan on talking about this with you. I know it's a passion of yours. You shared that with us the first time you were with us, but thanks for indulging me there. When we come back, I want to talk about the Me Too Time's Up scenario from a perspective that you filed in a report for the Daily Signal, and we may even play a bit of that for our listeners, but there's a decidedly one side of the Me Too Time's Up movement, and particularly with the Women's March and the women's gatherings that are being held, and I'd like to have Kelsey explain that to us a little bit better when we continue. Friends, it's going by quick. We're Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live.
Hi. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, it's a beautiful night in New York. A little chilly, but other than that, happy St. Patty's Day. I'm looking at the feed on Viz Television. I'm wondering if the East River is as green as it looks in that photo by nature. Because when I was broadcasting from Chicago all those years ago, of course, there was a green river, but that was because they dumped green dye. And I always wondered, where were the EPA people then? Like, you know, this can't be, how can this be good for the environment? Dump all this green dye in there anyway. It's the Ladies Lounge, and tonight, Kelsey Harkness is my guest, and I'm thrilled to have her back. And Kelsey, I butchered the explanation of it. It wasn't the Me Too Time's Up thing, it was the Women's March, but you recently filed a story for the Daily Signal, and I want you to explain a little bit of it, and then we'll play a little bit of it and get some reaction to it. But the reason you went there was to do what?
Yeah, so the backstory of this is that I spoke on a panel at CPAC about 2 weeks ago, and this panel was on where conservative women stand in the Me Too movement. And to be honest, I think we stand in a very awkward position where sexual assault and sexual harassment, which, let's be clear, are two very different things, they don't care about your political affiliations.
Right.
Women, whether you're Republican or Democrat, have probably faced this. Someone you either know yourself or even yourself, or someone you have heard about. So I think this is an important conversation for women to be having, and I don't think anyone should be writing it off. But that said, I think that particularly conservative women know where this conversation can lead. It can lead to a conversation that is very anti-male, and it can also lead to a conversation that ignores due process for men who stand accused. And I think that despite this, conservative women do need to be engaged in this conversation and perhaps lead this conversation, in my opinion, because we can't just have these conversations that are so important culturally just dominated by liberal women,
right,
particularly when they affect conservative women as well. So I think I argue that it's fair for conservative women to be cautious about movements like Me Too and be skeptical, but I do think that we should be supporting it, and I know that's not necessarily the opinion that all conservative women hold right now, but that's personally where I stand.
Well, it's interesting because my bride and some of our closest friends, and it, obviously I'm very good friends with a lot of conservative female pundits that share similar perspectives to you and I and similar worldview, etc., they got really irritated with the Me Too and the Time's Up and even the Women's March, only from the standpoint that everything was approached from a very leftist perspective. And I gotta say, it's kind of one of those things, Kelsey, where I got really inspired. I put an outline together and an entire book pitch, and I had two publishers, and I'm three times published author in my past, so it's not like I'm not familiar with the process. And I took these pitches to two prominent conservative publishers, and I said, I think that I may have a bit of the solution to the Me Too problem. And in the text, it was going to be something that confronted men for what men needed to do, but also culture and what culture needed to do to kind of correct course and create a different environment by which then these scenarios would lessen and hopefully evaporate altogether. And the feedback I got was, no women think that men have anything to say about this, and men won't read the book. So, and I thought, well, there's probably valid on both points. But to your point, if you don't have a morals-based or at least somewhat of a moral code, like linear foundation for these arguments to be made on, I think that the whole thing falls apart. And I don't think there is a solution to Me Too, because if sexuality and sexual practice is nothing more than what you want to do when you want to do it, and then you guise it under the thing of as long as nobody, quote, gets hurt, that's never going to create a healthy society. I'm curious as to your thoughts in reaction to that.
I completely agree with you, and I think you can and should publish your book, because I think so often when it comes to movements like this, the media is pandering towards women's perspectives. But what's so important to be included in that is the perspectives of men and how men can be better leaders and better role models and better people for that matter. And I think when we get caught up with just empowering women, it seems the conversation is all about ourselves,
right,
rather than both how men and women interact with each other. And I think this is something that the left tries to pretend like men and women are the same, where we understand we actually operate quite differently. And it's important to have conversations that lift up and empower men, and different conversations that lift up and empower women. I think it's important to have those conversations together, and I think your voice would be so important to both those conversations, because quite frankly, I think the feminist movement is selfish in a way that it only lifts up the voices of women when there's so much we can and should learn about from men as well.
Well, if you don't end up addressing the male part of the equation, you're not going to fix anything. But if you don't take some degree of acknowledgement that men and women are in relationship together, and that's by design, that's the way God made it, it's the way it should be ideally, and that there are principles by which when they are in relationship properly, things work better, and when they're not, things work much worse. So I think in an oversaturated, sexually saturated culture and society where men are told there is no moral code, watch as much porn as you want, you don't have to think of women as anything different than your buddies at the gym because, you know, the feminist movement says they're interchangeable with one another, then all of a sudden you're lowering barriers that should naturally be there that respect would normally be shown through, avenues by which it's not cultural appropriation, it's just human dignity, one to the other. I want my boys growing up holding doors for girls. Like, I want them to say yes, ma'am, and thank you, and please. I want there to be a degree of chivalry brought back to the culture. But as long as the feminists are standing on the side of the highway throwing tomatoes at me going, "You sexist pig!" It's not really going to – that's not going to come about.
I completely agree. Feminists have completely hijacked the conversation, and I think that's to the detriment of all of society. This is actually a question I asked Ben Shapiro, who I think is such a has such a fascinating opinion on these types of issues. And, you know, he said, as much as important as it is to empower women to stand up for themselves, it's also important to talk about men and how important it is for them to value women.
Right.
And that is constantly left out of the conversation when
it makes so much sense. Kelsey, let me quickly ask you, are you okay to stay with us for one more segment?
You got me.
Okay, I don't want because I know you're busy and you've got lots of stuff on the plate. But another 6 minutes with Kelsey Hartness when we continue. Kevin McCullough, it's the Ladies Lounge. It's hour two, and I'm so thrilled she's able to be with us tonight. Kevin McCullough coming back live from New York. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Grateful that you're with us, Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night, live from New York City, and we are grateful to have you here every Saturday night with us. It's a lot of fun. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. Joining me is Kelsey J. Harkness, and that's what you can look up on Twitter to follow her, Kelsey J. Harkness. And she is the senior reporter for the Daily Signal. She actually produces fully custom little documentary film pieces, packages, actually is what it's called in the business. And they are really well done. In fact, she alerted me to one that she had done recently in the aftermath of the Parkland shooting. And Kelsey, I wanted to just at least get a mention of this on so that we can encourage people to go see it. But you actually interviewed a survivor of the original kind of mass shooting, Columbine High School, and his take on what we talked about in the first hour. Charlize Theron was in Dubai this week, and she argued that teachers having guns and having guns in the school would be a detriment. It would be more dangerous to do that. She did that even though Her mom's life was saved by a gun that she had, and she had to, unfortunately, defend herself against her father in a very drunken, raged fight that was leveled against her. But this survivor of Columbine has an interesting story to tell.
Yes, Kevin, so this is such a difficult issue because I think that nobody in the United States would wish for a day where we need teachers or administrators on school grounds to be concealing carry firearms. That's not something we ever would wish upon ourselves. But the reality is these mass shootings keep occurring. And from the time Columbine happened, nothing has really changed. It's only gotten worse. And so I actually went to Colorado just 2 weeks ago and interviewed one of the survivors of the Columbine shooting who was in high school at the time, and this event has really shaped his entire life. And he joined the Army after that, and then he is now the minority leader in the Colorado House of Representatives. His name is Patrick Neville. I encourage everyone to check out his story that we told on the Daily Signal. And part of the reason that he decided to run for his state House of Representatives is to pass some sort of legislation that would allow people to conceal carry on school grounds, because right. He saw firsthand what happens when teachers are unarmed. And even when he went on to college, after experiencing Columbine himself, he felt the insecurity of not being able to defend himself, even though he did decide to go out and get his concealed carry weapon. And now he has children of his own who he has to worry about dropping off at his school, who he really feels like are sitting lame ducks in a situation where someone still could walk in with a firearm and all too easily create another one of these tragedies.
Yeah. No, it's those of us that have kids of school age right now, life is just an excruciating grind for us because it's every single day. And you know, I live in the New York area. We have very anti-gun types of laws here, and it's not a friendly place. People that I try to talk to common sense-wise about this, and, you know, I thought that the president was onto something following Parkland where he said the goal should be to harden the targets. Before we start talking about banning an AR-15 or before we start talking about raising gun purchase ages, it doesn't matter if that stuff happens or not. If somebody wants to break the law and there's a vulnerable place where they can go to kill people that they know are sitting ducks, that's the lesson of these things. I interviewed John Lott, who is the accomplished author about guns, and he said last week, he goes, every one of these mass shootings, the guy has, at some point in time, either on social media or in his own writings, in his own journals, wherever, commented on the fact that they can pull this off because they know these people are sitting ducks. When you have a defenseless population, even if it's corralled in a movie theater or in a high school, that's where people with really evil intent will go to do what they're set on doing. And I thought that the story that Mr. Neville told in your piece was really compelling. We're going to post those on the social media, and I hope a lot of people will see them. Kelsey, where do you think we are going to be a year from now on this issue? Do you think we will do the job we need to protect our school campuses?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think as much as all of us wish we didn't have to confront the fact that we are a more safe society if we have teachers and school administrators who are concealing carrying, we're more safe that way. We all wish we didn't have to enable that, but I think that's where we are, and I think how Ben Shapiro and others have said we need to protect our children like we're protecting our banks. I think that's unfortunately where we are. And the first step is facing that fact that our children are in danger, and we need to do something about that. And so in the short term, if that means arming teachers and
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
800-506.
All right, glad you're with us. It's a busy night, and man, has it gone fast. 888-340-3373 if you want to jump in. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, because Jonathan has been patiently awaiting an opportunity to talk to me. He's listening to AM 1360 there in Phoenix, and we're pleased to be part of that lineup every Saturday night. Jonathan, welcome. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I was just when you said that Charlize Theron was outraged by Trump saying that we should arm teachers, and a lot of people agree with it, a lot of people don't. But the thing is you give the people that are there a chance to defend themselves,
right?
And the children that they've been, you know, tasked to watch and teach, and they actually, you know, love them like their own children. They're the ones that are going to, you know, fight the hardest to try and keep them alive, not, you know, like deputies that are outside of the building.
Especially when they're just standing around doing nothing.
Yeah. Police officers come and write down the report of who was killed, not all, you know, go in and save, because usually the crime's been committed and the bad guy's either killed or kills himself or gives up. You know, the criminals, by definition, don't obey the law. Only law-abiding citizens obey the law.
Right. No, it's,
you know, 27,000 plus laws that we have don't mean anything to the criminals.
No, it's really true.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Jonathan, thanks for your insights. Appreciate your patience as well. Thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for Phoenix AM 1360, a great Salem station that has us on there. We're couldn't be happier than to be part of the Salem family in the city of the Suns, quite literally. Yeah, I think that he's right, too. You know, one of the things, I wrote that viral piece for townhall.com a few weeks ago, and it's like now at a 500,000 views that just continues to explode. People continue to share it, but it's seven simple things about how to, you know, basically end school shootings overnight. The most important portions of the seven elements are: make the target as hard as possible to attack. So if you have metal detectors, if you have spot bag checks, if you do maybe mandatory bag checks on random rotating bases where nobody knows it's coming. But this kid got into that school with a gun. Somebody buzzed him in when he had a long bag. And then once it all went down, it only took 6 minutes for him to do all the killing. None of the police officers went in until 11 minutes had gone by. And the guy got there within 2 minutes of the shooting starting. That video was just released this week of him standing around on the outside. But it was... It was really quite remarkable how defenseless everybody in that building was. And so if you have metal detectors, if you've got spot bag checkers, if you've got people that are going through things as kids are coming on board, if you change the signs in the windows where they don't say gun-free zone anymore, instead they say, we'll blow your face off if you try to hurt our kids, I think you'll disincentivize someone from making that school a place where they want to try to carry out an attack. Because if they raise a gun and they face the likelihood that they're going to be killed for doing so, they're going to be less likely to do it. That kid got away. The kid in Parkland got away. He got blocks away, and it was, you know, a couple of hours before they tracked him down and had him in custody. Normally, Jonathan is right. Normally they do kill themselves or they get taken down. But not when you have deputies standing around outside going, I don't know, should we go in? I don't know. Your training is to go in, you coward. Then you get mad when people call you out on it. I don't know. It's just insane to me. But you know, that's the way these things are. That's the brand of insanity that we're dealing with now. Put that picture up, Nick, of that kid that I was telling everybody about earlier. There's a kid in Ohio. If you're watching on Biz TV, he's on your screen right now. And this was a kid. Okay, so this last week was the march for the gun control thing, right? So everybody was supposed to get up and get out and go march and be outraged and angry and say that they were going to, you know, fight back and not take it anymore and all the rest of it. Nobody knows what any of that means. They don't have any specific plans or ideas. I think most of them say, well, gun control. But they don't even know what that means. They don't know what they want to do. So this kid is told by his administrators, you have to go to the march. And he's like, I don't want to go to the march. I don't think I should take an unexcused absence for doing something like this, because what I'm supposed to be here doing is actually studying. So he goes and says, I'm not going to go to the march. And the teacher says, well, you're going to go to the principal, and then after the principal, you know, the superintendent, whatever. Two or three administrators tell him he's in the wrong. And then they put that last one back up, Nick. Then they give him this certificate, and it is his intent to suspend. Student refused to follow instructions after being warned repeatedly by several administrators. He didn't go out of the school to go to the march to march on behalf of gun control. Instead, he wanted to stay in class and do his homework and learn. And they suspended him for staying at the school. Do you hear the words coming out of my mouth? They suspended the student for staying at the school. This is why we have completely jacked up kids. you're trying to teach them morals and values and protocols and get them their education and everything else. And then this kid, just out of conscience, doesn't believe gun control is the right way to go, doesn't want to support the march, and he decides, and this is in Ohio. This isn't like it's part of the Parkland. There were kids that stayed at the Parkland High School that didn't go out for the march, and they didn't get into trouble. But this school in Ohio, I guess, you know, trying to push the envelope on everything. So they serve a notice to they intend to suspend him. 888-340-3373. He met with the school's principal on Tuesday, the day before the rally, for about an hour to find out what exactly the walkout was supporting. But he said the principal reportedly told him it was for students to express themselves. This left Jacob wondering if it was a memorial for the lives lost or a show of support for gun control. He decided instead to stay in class for about 20 minutes doing homework after his teacher and fellow classmates left and locked the door. When they returned, he was slapped with a suspension. His father said his son was just trying to stay neutral and did nothing wrong. Just trying to stay neutral. No, you didn't take the path that you were required to take. So you get suspended for staying at school when everybody else took the unexcused absence and marched for a cause you didn't believe in. 888-340-3373. But if you think...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thanks to Kelsey and to everyone that has participated via the phone calls tonight. It's been great to have you with us. A few more of you that want to still get in, we can still talk to you before we're done. Dave is calling us from Altoona, Pennsylvania, and listening to AM 660. And I'm curious, Dave, where is that AM 660 out of? Do you know? Is it a Pennsylvania radio station or... is it from another state?
I'm not sure. I'm picking it up off a Simple Radio app.
Okay, gotcha. I think that's probably, well, there's a couple of 660s that have us. Anyway, go right ahead. Your thoughts.
Okay, I'm retired military, and I've been hearing about the school shootings and using retired military to for security. I'm for it. Just don't call me. I'm 65 years old. I ain't into rolling around on the ground no more. You need to get the young guys out there. You know, they just got out of the military, just got back out of the combat zone, number one. Number two, if you want to fund it, stop funding Planned Parenthood. Take that $500 million and put it into securing our schools.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Basically.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, no, that's a good stuff, Dave. Thank you for your thoughts. Thank you for your service to our country. We are a better
Thank
nation
you.
Because you did it. Yeah, appreciate it. Okay, 888-340-3373. Well, if you and along those lines, what he was just saying, Nick, show them the final picture. This is a little certificate that was given. Not that one. There we go. So there was an abortion clinic in Aurora. I think this is Illinois or maybe Colorado. I'm not sure. Colorado. And they awarded this clinic. And if you read the certificate, it says this certificate awarded to Aurora for exceeding abortion visits for first half of fiscal year 12 compared to first half of fiscal year 2013. So to be clear... it's very important that we are very clear about this. They were giving certificates to a clinic for killing more kids in 6 months than they did the year before over the same 6 months. And we wonder why kids have insecurities and wonder what the deal is. See, when you stop valuing human life, particularly innocent human life, there's something that happens to your soul. You kind of become the devil's spawn. Like, how can you kill innocent kids and think that your society is going to be okay? And we've killed millions and millions and millions. And at Planned Parenthood, evidently, they reward you if you kill more in the same 6 months the following year than you killed the year before. Pathetic and sick and gross and vile. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. Anyway, we got to do a lot of heavy lifting in our country, friends. That's one of the reasons why I want you to think clearly. So we try to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity every single day. If you don't listen to me on the Monday through Friday version of Kevin McCullough Radio, check that out. TheBingeThinker.com is my website. You can also find me on SoundCloud.com. And every Saturday night on Biz TV and great radio stations right back here for Radio and I live from New York. See you next time.
Have a chance with you. With you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.